We're also watching the spread of the Omicron variant across the country, even as experts try to assess the effectiveness of the vaccines against it. In Texas, Houston Methodist Hospital is reporting 9 cases of Omicron among patients. Dr. Mark Boom is the hospital's CEO, and he joins us now. Welcome back. It's good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you.
And this is the first time this year that a variant other than Delta has been detected at your hospital. What does it mean for you, and how seriously are you taking it?
Well, we're taking it very seriously. We're watching this with a good deal of concern. You know, we measure and sequence really every virus that comes through and have about a 3-day process to get that. So about 5-6 days, you know, lag time in getting that. We've done over 60,000 viral sequences. And our last run last week was zero, but the run we loaded on the sequencer this Monday, which came off on Wednesday, had 9 out of 150 that were positive. So that's already a 6% positivity rate. So that's a big jump, you know, from one set to the next. So we're very concerned about that.
Are these patients who came to your hospital because they were sick with COVID, or did they come in for something else?
Now, these are all patients with COVID. So far, they have been mild and they've been outpatients. We've not had an inpatient with a known Omicron at this point. That may obviously change. You know, that's one of the fundamental questions we're all asking and we're watching, you know, really closely with South Africa experience is how severe is this going to be? Because that's really going to be what dictates what this next curve looks like.
So you're saying so far the good news is they appear to be mild, but you just don't have enough information yet.
Yeah, with 9, you know, we really can't make any determination at this point. All we can do really is watch what's happening in South Africa. And ultimately, you know, when we look at the South Africa numbers and even just this first little uptick here, and we'll know more in the next 48 hours as we see our next runs, this is shooting up. And even if it's milder, if it shoots up high enough and even a lower percentage of people get really sick, but you have so many people sick, that can still be quite stressful for the hospital. So that's what we're watching and that's what we're preparing for.
What do these cases tell you about how Omicron might be spreading around Houston? Do you get the sense that these are cases of community spread?
Oh, I'm certain this is spreading throughout the community significantly. We had 8 out of 39 wastewater treatment plants earlier this week report that they were positive. Now we've seen, you know, 6% of the samples on one run. We're expecting that this is going to begin to outcompete Delta and replace Delta probably pretty quickly. Again, nobody has a crystal ball, but based on that information we're seeing elsewhere. So then the fundamental question becomes, how sick do people get? How many people get it? And does that drive a whole nother round of hospitalizations and unfortunately, you know, further illness and death?
The thing is, doctor, I mean, there are hospitals across the country, as you well know, in the Northeast, in Michigan, that are overwhelmed, and they're not overwhelmed by Omicron. They're overwhelmed by Delta. So as you see this new variant come into the mix and spread, how concerned are you about the ability of hospitals, your hospitals, all hospitals, to get through the winter safely, regardless of what strain is here?
Yeah, that's a very important question. You know, what we've seen now is, and we've seen throughout, is, you know, the waves are not necessarily synchronous across the country. So we had a massive wave in end of July, August into September. I mean, the biggest wave and surge we've had. 40% of our beds were dedicated to COVID across our system. We had one hospital pushing 60% in a part of town that wasn't very well vaccinated. And now we've come down. Actually, it's a pretty good time in Houston right now. And yet we're seeing other parts of the country surge. I'm not really sure what happens when you have Delta surging significantly, you know, in Michigan, let's say, and now it's Omicron, but Omicron's milder. You know, again, we just don't understand those dynamics. It does look like Omicron has a, you know, an R or a spreading factor effectively that is far, far higher than Delta. And so it will spread more quickly. How that dynamic plays out, I think, is one of those things that remains to be seen. But I think all hospitals are definitely concerned. And we have tired staff. We have staff that have worked at this for many, many months, almost, you know, pushing 2 years. And, you know, across the country, we've had significant turnover and departure of staff as a result of those dynamics. So every hospital in the country is in a tighter position from staffing perspective than when the first waves of the pandemic started. And so that's a big concern for everybody.
Doctor, the last time we spoke was in June when several of your staff members, 117 of them, sued you because there was a vaccine requirement. They didn't want to get it. You threatened to fire them. How did that play out? I mean, is that leading to some of your staffing problems?
Oh, not at all. In fact, the fact that we mandated has been one of the best things we could have possibly done from a staffing perspective. So we completed our mandate on June 7th, so it's been over 6 months. The big surge in Houston started about July 15th. So, you know, we lost about 0.6% of our staff. I mean, that is a tiny number in the perspective of the 26,000 plus men and women who actually stepped up, did the right thing, protected our patients, and got vaccinated. And what happened during the summer surge when things were so crazy, we estimate we saved on site had, you know, 300-500 individuals able to work at any given time that probably would have been out with COVID had we not had that mandate in place. So it's actually been a blessing. We also saw it protected our employees dramatically. We saw that the small group of employees who had an exemption, about less than 2% of our employees, about 450 people, they were 44 times as likely to get admitted to the hospital as the people who were vaccinated this summer.
Dr. Mark Boom is president and CEO of Houston Methodist in Texas. Dr. Boom, thank you so much, and good luck for what's ahead.
Thank you so much.